Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Last night, Governor Rick Snyder delivered his eighth and final State of the State address at the Capitol in Lansing. And he talked about civility in politics.
One of the warning signals I'll tell you, if you hear someone running for office, and this is my personal view, and they talk about fighting, the red light should be flashing. Who are we fighting with? Ourselves. That's not right. Fighting does have a role. It's on the beaches of Normandy, not the beaches of Lake Michigan. We need...
And joining me now, as he does every Wednesday morning, is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry. This morning, we'll be breaking down the governor's speech. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Jack, I'd like to start with Snyder's tone in the speech. He called for more civility, as we just heard. He also seemed to take a bipartisan tone, a lot of talk about fiscal responsibility and the economy, two core issues for the Republican Party. But he also touched on issues that have a lot of appeal for Democrats, new investment in education, recycling, and others. What did you make of his approach overall last night?
I think it was vintage Rick Snyder. He's never been has been a slasher himself, and to some extent he was being dad. He's telling everybody to sort of get along, and he may be appealing to Democratic votes because, in fact, most of his Republicans have deserted him on a number of recent issues.
One of the questions about outgoing governors is how much they'll be able to accomplish in their final year in office. Snyder laid out several areas of concern that he wants to address. Most of his plans are going to be detailed in the announcements in the coming weeks, but let's take a listen to what he had to say about education.
When I do the budget coming up in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I'm going to be proposing the largest increase in the basic per pupil student foundation allowance in the last 15 years. Let's invest more in education and the operations of our schools.
We'll have to wait to get more details, Jack, but what's your reaction to that announcement, and can Snyder get the Republican-controlled legislature to support a big education expense?
Well, that's a good question. He said when he does the budget, but in fact the legislature passes the budget. The legislature has their own priorities, which are primarily tax cutting, at least the Republicans who control the legislature. It's worth noting that throughout Snyder's entire time in office, Democrats have essentially been irrelevant. They haven't been close to controlling either house of the legislature, and of course, Snyder's a Republican. But whether they're going to be willing to go along with these increases in education is another big question, especially as they're gleefully working to slash taxes and slash money available for other things.
Jack, as you mentioned earlier, there's been some tension with Snyder and his own party. The legislature recently overrode him on a tax proposal that eliminates the sales tax on the trade-in value of a car. The legislature wanted it. Snyder didn't. They've disagreed on taxes on a number of levels. The governor responded to those topics somewhat indirectly last night.
Well, we have a broken culture in our political world where it's okay to say we can spend money or we can cut taxes and do that now for short-term benefit and leave the bill for the kids that are beyond. I don't think that's right either.
Is some tension between an outgoing governor and a legislature controlled by his party a good thing here?
I think there's always some tension between an outgoing governor, and let's face it, I'm going to talk about this more at 1:30 today, but they have completely different priorities. They're all running for office or running for re-election or trying to find a job afterwards, and frankly, he's sort of irrelevant to them.
Jack, what was missing from the governor's address last night in your view?
To some extent, and I guess this is understandable, while he talked about the accomplishments of his administration, some of which are very real, he ignored, for example, the unemployment insurance crisis where their blind faith in a computer caused 37,000 people to not only be accused of unemployment insurance fraud falsely, but to have their wage garnished and some of them to lose homes, all sorts of things like that. And I think that it's really interesting to see how much clout this governor is going to have in the next few months. He laid out a very ambitious agenda. Let's see where it goes.
Jack, did you feel he gave enough attention to Flint? He talked about progress being made with the water situation there, but really didn't address sort of the ongoing problems and the prosecutions that are happening right now.
I think it probably would have been inappropriate for him to mention the prosecutions. Again, those are in courts of law. I'm sure that he differs markedly with Attorney General Bill Schuette, who wants to succeed him and who was in the chamber last night. There are those who think that Schuette is waging politically oriented prosecutions to differentiate himself from Snyder. I simply don't know, but I don't know what the governor would say about Flint unless he had some new initiative in mind for them.
Jack, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure, Doug.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.